Much to the delight of the Northeast people and political leaders, the Budget 2023-24 presented by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman raised the donor funds 5,892 crore rupees. This year's allocation was from 2,800 crore rupees, and the increase is by a staggeringly high 110%. BJP National Vice President M. Chuba Ao on February 1 welcomed the Budget 2023, saying it is pro-tribal and continues to make India a bright star in the global economy. It is a budget for new India and the right one for Amrit Kal. I will especially welcome the new Pradhan Mantri PVTG, particularly Vulnerable Tribal Groups, Development Mission. A total of 15,000 crore rupees will be made available to implement the scheme in the next 3 years, Chuba told, organizer. Tribal population across India will get 15,000 crore rupees over the next 3 years for safe housing, sanitation, drinking water, and electricity, the senior BJP leader said. It is a matter of utter satisfaction that Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has done well to reflect efficiency in the implementation of schemes that have brought about inclusive development in the last 8-9 years. It is a matter of satisfaction that our national economy has increased in size from being the 10th to the 5th largest in the world, he said. He further said this budget gives a boost and necessary wings to New India initiatives. Chuba, also in charge of BJP Meghalaya, said the budget for the Ministry of Development of the Northeastern Region had been increased from 2,800 crore rupees to 5,892 crore rupees. The raise is 110%, he said. The BJP leader said the Prime Minister's Development Initiative for Northeast Region, PMDIVINE, allocation is 2,200 crore rupees. As the Finance Minister pointed out, the 7 priority areas of the Union Budget 2023 also ought to be welcomed. They are reaching the last mile, infrastructure and investment, unleashing the potential, inclusive development, green growth, focus on youth, and the financial sector. He said the new tax slabs for 2023-24 are also suitable. Under the new income tax regime, there will be no tax payable for income up to 7 lakh rupees per annum. Currently, those with an income of up to 5 lakh rupees don't pay any income tax. I propose to increase the tax rebate limit to 7 lakh rupees in the new tax regime, Finance Minister Sitharaman said. Chuba Ao also welcomed the Mahila Samman Savings Certificate that will allow deposits of up to 2 lakh rupees for 2 years at 7.5% interest. Finance Minister Sitharaman made 5 major announcements on personal income tax to benefit the hard-working middle class. She also said that while the new tax regime would be the default, taxpayers could opt for the old one.